Have you ever found yourself so buried in urgent tasks that you forget why you're doing them in the first place? Do you ever wonder why, despite being busy all day long, you go to bed feeling like you haven't truly accomplished anything? What if I told you that there's a way out of this urgency trap? Prioritizing tasks, that's what today's episode is all about. We're going to look into why it happens that we tend to prioritize urgency over importance and its long-term impacts. Y'all, I've had so many of you reach out to me and say that the thing that you struggle with is prioritizing, not only just knowing what you should be doing first, but also once you've made a decision that something is a priority, how do you actually do the thing that matters most? So I'm so excited for this episode. If you find yourself prioritizing based on urgency rather than importance, you're not alone. But this episode, we're going to dive deep into why this happens and its impact, and I'm so excited to do it with y'all. Before we jump into things, I just want to let you know that in the month of March, I am offering one-on-one complimentary calls. We meet via Zoom. We can schedule a time that works for you. It's wild how much coaching we can accomplish in just 1 hour. So if this sounds like something that you're interested in, look in the show notes, click on the link, and schedule a complimentary call with me now. There's only 10 slots, so let's do this. Do you want to feel less scattered and more focused, but the idea of goal setting sounds like adding more pressure to your already pressure-filled life? If so, welcome to the Plan Goal Plan podcast. I'm Danielle McGee. I'm a professor, mom, planner addict, and recovering overachiever. After years of hustle and grind, I was tired of trying harder. I was ready to try easier. At the intersection of research, practice, and play, I found a purposeful path to planning and goal setting that is fun, simple, and sustainable. If you're ready to try easier, if you're ready to make memories and do meaningful work, grab a pen. I will equip you with tools and practices to clarify purpose, reclaim time, and achieve goals, playfully and lightly. Let's get started. Do you all remember the story of the lumberjack? I feel like this is a story that maybe I heard growing up, but also Stephen Covey shares this in his book, 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. So the story goes like this. There's a man walking through the forest and he comes across a frustrated lumberjack. The lumberjack was trying to cut down a tree with a saw and he was swearing, and the man asked him, "Hey, what's the problem?" And the lumberjack answered, "My saw's blunt and won't cut the tree properly." The man asked him, "Well, why don't you just sharpen it?" And he said, "Well, because then I'd have to stop sawing." And the man's like, "Yes, but if you sharpened your saw, you could cut more efficiently and effectively than before." And the lumberjack answers, "Well, but I don't have time to stop." And the man shakes his head and he keeps walking and he leaves the lumberjack to his pointless frustration. Have any of you all felt like this? Your to-do list is a mile long and you feel like you just got to go, 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 go. You don't have time to stop, to reflect, to prioritize, to create a planning habit. And you're frustrated because you feel like you're on this hamster wheel where you're constantly tackling all these urgent tasks, but making very little progress towards the things that really matter to you. Maybe you feel a little bit like this lumberjack. You want me to stop and sharpen my saw, but I don't have time. When we get super, super busy, when we become so engrossed in our to-do list and just getting the next thing done and the next thing done, it's easy to lose sight of what truly matters. And you're not alone. In fact, this pervasive phenomenon that affects not only individuals, but also organizations and leaders that are striving for excellence is this concept of the urgency trap. The urgency trap catches us when we allow tasks that scream for immediate attention to overshadow those that have profound importance, but maybe quieter urgency. Those urgency traps are seductive because it appeals to our desire for tangible process. Like, it feels good to check little things off of our list, and it really feeds on our fear of letting things slip through the cracks. I don't know if any of you experience that, but I know that there are times where I'm like, oh no, what am I missing? What am I missing? What should I be doing that I'm not doing? And I'm worried that I'm letting something slip through the cracks. Is that you? So the urgency effect is a psychological phenomenon that explains why we're drawn to these urgent tasks with looming deadlines, despite knowing that other tasks promise greater rewards or align better with our longer-term goals. So a lot of times we want to perform urgent tasks that have short deadlines over tasks that are important to do, but do not have immediate deadlines, even when we know that those tasks will give us greater rewards. So what are the impacts of this urgency trap on our long-term success? The first impact that it can have is that we might neglect strategic goals. Have you ever found yourself so caught up in the day-to-day urgencies that you've lost sight of the bigger picture? Have you found that your dreams, sometimes your really big goals, you know, sit on the sidelines because all of these urgent tasks, these urgent matters tend to overshadow the things that are important in your life? This is common. Important tasks are often linked to longer-term objectives and core values. When we consistently prioritize urgent tasks, what happens is we tend to neglect our larger goals, which stalls progress in both our personal and professional development. Another impact that the urgency trap has on our long-term success is it can actually decrease productivity. Maybe you've heard the idea that you're busy but not productive. It can seem productive to clear urgent tasks quickly. You get this little dopamine hit, but it can actually lead to a cycle of reactivity, where you're always responding to the latest demand rather than proactively addressing your key goals. And that's what I want for you all. I want for you all to be able to align your core values with your goals and every day be spending more time in the areas that move your goals forward, that allow you to live your values in big and brilliant ways. The final impact that the urgency trap might have on long-term success is that it can impact your quality of work. When we are rushing to complete urgent tasks, the quality of our work can suffer. Usually, important tasks require more thought and more effort, but what can happen sometimes is that we get so wrapped up taking care of all of these urgent tasks that by the time we get to our important tasks, we don't have the time to really give it the thought and effort that it deserves. So the urgency trap can really result in us neglecting our strategic goals. It can result in decreased productivity, even though we feel incredibly busy. It can also result in a decline of the quality of work that we're able to produce. Here's the thing. The urgency trap doesn't just impact our long-term success. It also has an impact on our personal well-being. And you all know that I want us to set goals that always support our overall well-being. But when we are in a state of urgency constantly, we can have increased stress. It can really muck with our work-life balance. And it can also really impact our satisfaction and feeling of fulfillment. So if you've felt like you've been constantly running on adrenaline only to end up exhausted and stressed, if you know that you're in a cycle of urgency and your peace of mind and physical well-being is at risk, this is a sign that your urgent tasks are keeping you in a perpetual state of stress. And this can lead to burnout and other stress-related health issues. And y'all, I don't want that for you. I want better. One thing that I've really noticed working with my clients one-on-one is how much this urgency trap affects work-life balance. Now, I've talked about this before. I'm a little skeptical of work-life balance as a thing that you should try to achieve, at least in a pure form. In fact, I really recommend having strategic imbalance, where you decide what to focus on at different seasons in your life, and that you are very intentionally creating unbalance or imbalance in certain areas of your life so that you can focus and grow and really give attention to other areas of your life. But when we're in that urgency trap, what can happen is all of these urgent tasks start to encroach on our personal time. So you have less time available for rest, for relationships, for leisure activities, for hobbies, all of these things that contribute to our overall well-being. And so one thing that I really want you to think about is, are there ways that the urgency trap has impacted your ability to maintain healthy work-life balance? And are there tasks that you've made urgent that really don't need to be? Sometimes when we're in a cycle of urgency, we start to feel like everything's urgent, even when there aren't external deadlines that make us feel that way. I don't know if any of you experience this, but I can do this sometimes with cleaning my house. I have a monthly, weekly, and daily cleaning checklist. When I'm in an urgency trap, I can get in this mindset where I'm like, oh my gosh, it's March 5th and I still haven't started working on my monthly cleaning checklist. And to me, it can feel really like there's this intense urgency that I'm already behind, even though no one is checking in on my monthly cleaning checklist to see if I've done it exactly on time, whether or not I've deep cleaned my washing machine by March 5th. Really probably doesn't matter. And it isn't the most important thing in my life right now. I don't know if you've ever had this. Maybe I'm a weirdo, but my guess is that there's some of you out there that have experienced something really similar, where so much of your life is in this urgency trap that you start applying urgency to things that really don't need to be urgent. And then it really starts to affect your work-life balance, because instead of just sitting down on the couch and enjoying a movie with my kids, I feel like, oh my gosh, it's March 5th. I need to clean out the washing machine. Nope, I don't. I'd be just fine to sit down and enjoy a movie with my kids. And in fact, that might be the rest that I need to really have the energy to take on other important things in my life later. The final way that the urgency trap can really get us, especially with regards to our personal well-being, is that you lose a sense of satisfaction and fulfillment from the work that you're doing. I remember feeling this really strongly when I first started my job. When you're beginning something new, it can take a little bit of time to be able to discern between what is urgent and what is important. I'm a professor. When I took the position that I'm in now, there was a lot of pressure for me to earn tenure and to contribute to the university, to contribute to my department, to contribute to my field. I know that there were a lot of tasks that I would take on that were busy tasks. They were things that I could do really, really quick, and it would kind of give me that dopamine hit and make me feel like I had done something. But at the same time, it was distracting me from projects that truly resonated with my personal values and goals. I don't know if any of you find yourself sacrificing really fulfilling opportunities because there's these urgent but less meaningful tasks that you feel like you have to do. So the urgency trap can really increase our stress. It can compromise work-life balance, and it can also really reduce our feeling of satisfaction and fulfillment. So how do we address this issue? How do we counteract the urgency trap so that we can be working on our strategic goals, so that we can be productive and generative and doing the quality of work that provides us with satisfaction and fulfillment, so that we're less stressed, that we feel like we have balance in our life? How do we do this? So one thing that you can use is the Eisenhower Matrix. For those of you that aren't familiar, this is a tool that really helps you distinguish between tasks that are urgent, important, both, or neither. A lot of times you'll see this where you draw a vertical line down the middle of a page and then a horizontal line down the middle of the page, and you have four quadrants. And the idea is that if you're making your to-do list, you would do your to-do list where you put each item in a different quadrant. And tasks that are urgent and important, you do first. Things that are important but not urgent, you schedule. Things that are urgent but not important, you delegate. And if it's neither urgent or important, you don't need to be doing it. You can eliminate it. I really like to use the Eisenhower Matrix every once in a while as kind of like a refresher. I do think that prioritization is something that over time, it is a skill that you can develop and you can get better and better at. And so I really like using the Eisenhower Matrix. If I just feel scatterbrained, I need a little more guidance on prioritization, I like to whip out the Eisenhower Matrix and use it for a week or two. And then usually that kind of shifts something in my brain that I don't need to keep doing it for a little while. Another technique that a lot of people find helps them is to time block, where you allocate specific blocks of time for your important tasks. And then you protect this time as vigorously as you would a meeting or a really important appointment or something like that. I know a lot of people that are writers are really vigilant in setting aside time that is their writing time, and they protect that as a really sacred, important time. So you might think about, where are the places that you're actually really great at protecting your time? And why is that? And can you resource some of the skills that you use to protect that time and apply it to other important tasks that you want to elevate as being just as important? My final recommendation for counteracting the urgency trap is to engage in reflective planning. To me, this is the lumberjack sharpening his tool. A lot of times we're so busy that the idea to sit down and reflect feels like, oh, I can't do that. I got to keep going. I got to get things done. But when we pause, when we create space for regularly reviewing our long-term goals and assessing whether or not our daily activities align with these objectives, we get better at adjusting our priorities accordingly. As I draw this conversation to a close, I want to be clear that the urgency trap is more than just a productivity pitfall. It's a pervasive challenge that affects our well-being, it affects our work, and it affects our ability to live a life that's aligned with our deepest values and aspirations. The good news is that recognizing this trap is one of the first steps that we can take towards escaping it. Y'all, as high-achieving women, we face a unique challenge of balancing boldness at work with presence at home. By reevaluating our to-do lists and prioritizing our tasks, not just by their urgency, but by their importance to our long-term goals and personal fulfillment, we start to make meaningful changes in how we work and live. It's not always about doing more. It's about doing what matters. So let's commit to sharpening our saws. Ain't no lumberjacks here. We're going to commit to sharpening our saws to ensure that we're not just busy, but we're effectively moving towards our goals. You can embrace and play with and experiment with different tools like the Eisenhower Matrix to distinguish between the urgent and the important. We can practice time blocking to dedicate ourselves to tasks that truly matter. And we can cultivate mindfulness to keep our stress levels in check and our focus sharp. So as you move forward, I encourage you to reflect on the areas where urgency trap has taken hold of your life and to consider the steps that I've discussed today and how you can apply them to break free from the cycle. I wish for you the ability to pave a way to a more productive, balanced, and fulfilling life. So together, let's redefine what it means to be successful. I wish for you mindful scheduling and holistic women-centered goal setting. Be bold, be brilliant, and be well, friends. If this podcast has inspired you, guided you, or just made you laugh, the number one way that you can thank me is by leaving a written review for the show over on Apple Podcasts. I'm seriously tickled every time that I hear from you all, so pop onto Instagram and follow Plan Go Plan and digital message me. I want to say hello. I want to geek out about all things planning and goal setting. Keep sensing the possibilities, y'all.